Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of using brain chemicals with your networks. So firstly, let's look at what brain chemicals are, why they're important, and then why you need to be using them with your networks. See, for a lot of you, you're probably doing things without even knowing that you're actually doing the right things. As human beings, we're all emotional. We're all tribal. We all have primal instincts. And as much as we want to say we're unique and we're very different to everyone else, behind the scenes, the science of it all, we're not. We all come from a tribe. We all come with primal instincts. And whether they were people 2 million years ago, caveman days, or today, it's actually still the same. But the power is when you understand this, you can influence in the right way, of course, to have people doing things for you, opening doors for you, sharing your business, actually helping you by simply knowing a few of these things. That's what we're going to get into today. 5 must-knows in terms of using your networks more effectively to get them creating more business for you. And whether this is you're going off to networking events, you're doing things online, it doesn't matter. We all have networks. They're the people all around us. Whether they're the people on your social platforms, the people in your phone, the people you meet out and about, people you meet at networking events, online or offline, people you meet at conferences, clients, past clients, prospects, they're all part of your networks. They're all people. And those people have people behind them. So they know other people. They could open doors for you. They could promote you. They could introduce you to people. They could share your business. And that's why we've got to see our networks as something which is really a great opportunity when we use them correctly. So before I get into that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group, make sure you look for the link in the description below or search that Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook and come hang out, learn how to grow your business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. So our brain chemicals really exist of 3 major ones that I'm going to really focus in on. Dopamine, we all need dopamine. We get dopamine maybe from the sun, from the mountains, from the beach. Dopamine comes from doing things that make you happy. And we keep doing things that make us happy. Why do some people have to get up and surf every day? Makes them happy. Why do some people go and run every day? It makes them happy. Why do some people drink coffee every morning? It makes them happy. See, we keep doing things that make us happy. But at the same time, it's not only doing things, we also surround ourselves with people that make us happy. So you can influence whether someone can keep coming back to you or not by creating dopamine in them. The next one, oxytocin. How we bond, right? It's the bonding chemical. So a lot of people who fall into relationships and fall into love, it's through oxytocin. But again, like dopamine, you can get people to bond with you a lot quicker by simply doing things that create a bond. So a lot of human behavior, whether it is in relationships, in a personal sense, whether it's in relationships, in a business sense, whether it's just simply with your networks or your referral partners, whether it's with your clients, it's all the same because we're dealing with humans and human relationships. So we've got dopamine, how we make someone feel. We've got oxytocin, how we get someone to bond with us. We've got serotonin, how enjoyable something is, how fun something is. We've got adrenaline. We need all of these brain chemicals and we keep every day going back to something which provides us with these chemicals. So let's look at how we can use these in actually being able to utilize our networks more effectively, get our networks doing more things with us, and to be able to help us build a greater bond, trust with our networks. So the first one is around dopamine and how you are making your networks feel. Like, what do you do? Do you send them nice messages? Do you just send them a out of the blue text? Hey, was just thinking of you. How are things going? Do you send them a nice handwritten card? You just pop up and you do things without expecting anything in return. You open doors for them. You promote them. See, when you've got this transformational mindset, not transactional mindset, the transactional mindset is going, well, I'm going to do something to make you feel good when you do something to make me feel good. That's the transactional mindset. It's all about you. The transformational mindset is about, well, how do I just do something that's going to make someone smile, make them feel good today? I don't need anything back in return. I'm doing it because I know it's a good thing to do and it's how it's going to make them feel. See, if you send a message to someone and then you're sitting there for the whole day going, I can't wait for them to reply to me, well, you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your own ego and how it makes you feel. And that's the difference to when you get to the next level of thinking. You do things simply because you want it to have an impact for them, not for you. It's got nothing to do with you. So dropping dopamine can be as simple as these couple of things. Send 5 people each day. Hope you're doing fantastic. Have a great day type message. Don't expect anything back in return. And before you know it, you're going to have a lot of people who'll keep coming back to you because you make them feel good. Send people a couple of introductions today. Connect people with other people that you know in your networks today. There's lots of things that you could be doing that make someone feel a particular way. When you create that feeling 4, 5, 6 times, and you're going to start to see something pretty remarkable happen. People need dopamine. Wherever they can get dopamine from, they keep going back to that source. Be a provider of dopamine. Next one, oxytocin, bonding. What could you do to bond? Hey, so in a network sense, bonding comes from asking questions and taking an interest in somebody else. Find out what's going on. Remember that they just went on a holiday. Remember that it was their children's birthday. Remember that they had this big thing on that was important to them. Ask questions to find out and be curious to find out more rather than you feeling you've got to talk about the things going on in your world. When you ask how's business going or how's life going and they say something, ask another question. Get deeper in your understanding. That creates bond very quickly. When someone feels that they resonate with you, they're going to feel very connected to you. Well, that's oxytocin at work. And if you feel connected to someone, you more want to help that person. You know yourself. Like right now, there are people you feel more connected to than others. Why is that? Well, you have a deeper relationship with those people. You probably have better conversations with those people. Those people show an interest in your world. That's what you need to be able to do. If you show a greater interest, you will create a greater bond. And therefore, in what we're talking about today, that person's going to do more for you. They're going to talk about you more. They're going to share you more. They're going to promote you more. The next one is, how do you have fun with your networks? As humans, sometimes we forget how to have fun, but we all want to have fun. It kickstarts the serotonin, the adrenaline, depending on how much fun. But again, that's what's required. It's a chemical our body needs. So how are you having fun with people in your networks? It could be joking around. It could be getting to doing things that make them laugh. Having good banter. Like they're all things that can create fun.
You don't have to go and do an activity that's fun. You have fun just through your language and the interactions that you have with them. Put things on that your networks can come join you at that are enjoyable. Right, people who go and run a lunch once a month, run drinks once a month, they're fun things that your networks can join you at. Create a little game for your networks to come join you at. Hey, maybe once a month you invite 10 people and go play mini golf or something. Like, there's so much you can do. So let me just sort of go off and give you a bit of a tangent here, because you can be listening to this going, well, this is great, and I understand that I've got to sort of make my networks feel a particular way and bond with them and have fun with them, but where do I have the time to do all this? I'm trying to grow a business. See, my mindset is this does grow a business. That one of the fastest way, I was asked the other day on a podcast, if you had to start again and you had 30 days from zero to grow a business, what would you do? My networks provide me with all of our business, all of our opportunities. I would get out into our networks and I would create so many conversations and so many opportunities would pop up because of it. To me, that's the power of leverage. That, to me, is how you can grow a business, increase your net worth through your networks. People who try to do this simply by themselves aren't getting it. It's the slow, hard way. And unless you had an awful lot of money to be able to throw at paid advertising, that's not feasible. Like, you don't have five figures a week to spend in paid advertising, it ain't going to work, because you've got big agencies that are going to knock you off that do have that money. So we had how you make them feel, dopamine, how you create a bond, trust, connection, oxytocin, how you can have fun, serotonin and adrenaline. Then how are you going to create connectiveness? Number fourth must. How are you going to create connectiveness? Connectiveness comes from all of the things that we've been talking about. Someone connects well with you when they resonate with you. And resonate with you falls under the I know you, like you, trust you umbrella. So how are you going to get someone to resonate with you? Well, that comes from doing things with one another, constantly checking in, creating opportunities for one another. Like, this becomes the overall piece of the puzzle where you should be constantly on the lookout. How do I connect you with other people? How do I share you? How do I promote you? How do I just check in and see how you're going? It only takes 45 days before your network forgets you, before a person forgets you. So how are you making sure that you're not being forgotten? The first is how are you going to make them feel? Second, how are you going to create bond? Third must, how are you going to have fun? Fourth, around how you're going to create connectiveness. And fifth, how are you going to make them feel that they belong? Humans, and as I said at the start, we're tribal beings. We've got primal instincts. We grew up living in tribes. That hasn't changed. We still want to belong to something bigger than just ourselves. It's why people go to networking events. It's why people join clubs, why people are part of sporting associations, why people have hobbies and interests where they go along with everyone else that has that hobby and interest. They're all tribes. As humans, we want to belong to something more than just us. It's our primal way of living. So how do you create something that your networks can belong to. And whether that's you put on your own little networking event, whether it's you have your own little group that people can be a part of. But think about how you can get your networks to belong to something with you. And treat your networks as a tribe. Now, this won't happen overnight. This is a completely high-level way of thinking. But if you see each person as just simply, oh, here's someone who can give me more business, you've missed the whole point. You'll never use your networks effectively with that way of thinking. We have a simple motto: look to help someone else before asking for help. How can you do that? When you've got that way of thinking, you're going to have so many people out there want to help you, want to promote you, want to share you, want to be able to give you new business. And that's where you want to get to. So hopefully it's been super helpful. Five must things to be able to do with your networks, with the people around you, if you want to really use your networks effectively and have your networks creating more opportunities for you. So we've got a couple of things coming up at the moment. We have Million Dollar Referral Network. Make sure you come and join our free Facebook group. Come hang out with other great business owners. Learn to grow your business through referrals, your networks, partnerships. We always have a growth summit coming up. Spend 4 hours with me. Dip your toe in the water at building out your million-dollar referral system. Just go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/growth-summit. If you haven't got our latest guide, 100 new clients in 12 months with no ad spend, go to www.100in12.com. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.